Book of Psalm, chapter 100, please. Book of Psalm, chapter 100. One of the first things I ever memorized was this psalm right here. I want to read it, and then I'm going to skip over to chapter 148 and read that one as well. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations." Now we'll go clear back to chapter 148. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deep, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord." Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You so much for Your word. We thank You for these psalms. We pray, Lord, that You might touch our hearts from it. Blessing our fellowship one with another tonight around this Your word. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter 100 and really verse number 4 is my text as we think about thankfulness. I find that when we're thankful, it brings out a praise, because thankfulness is a praise. And thus we find so many verses, so many things said throughout the book of the Psalms in this light. How we ought to be thankful. Too often we're like the 10 lepers. Luke chapter 17, verse number 12 says, "And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men which were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when He saw them, He said to them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when they saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at His feet, giving Him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And He said to him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." One came back. And it says he came back with thanksgiving, and he brought glory to God and praise to His name. Oh, how we ought to be appreciative for what is done in our life. How we ought to be appreciative to people and what they do for us. So often we have an ungrateful heart. And an ungratefulness and that kind of attitude will quickly halt graciousness into our lives. It is needful just to be thankful. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever received something from somebody and you thought, oh, ick? Whatever possessed them? And sometimes we don't understand what possessed them. We don't understand perhaps their motive. But you know something? When somebody does something, no matter what we might think of it, we ought to be appreciative and be thankful that they cared about us. Today's Sunday, isn't it? Whoever was blessed, because I couldn't remember if I prayed at the end of the service this morning, you just got another blessing. But Friday, I had a granddaughter for a speech. She wanted me to go get donuts. It was a part of her speech. I didn't even hear the speech, but I did get a donut. And my wife paid for those, but I went over and got them and brought them back. And I don't know what they did. Was it a part of the speech, or was it just a bribery to you to get a better grade? I don't know what it was. It didn't work. Anyways, I had a little note on my door afterwards. And it was just in pencil, and it was a whole piece of paper. It had something drawn on it, and it just said, "Thank you for the donuts." And you know, we might look at some things like that and not think a whole lot about it and think, well, that's, we could think, well, that's rather crude. We could think this or that or the other thing. But yet, somebody took some time to say thank you. I don't even know who it was. So if you're here tonight, thank you for saying thank you. You have no idea what those things mean to a person. But more than anything, we need to be thankful to God. We need to be thankful to Him. It's a cure for selfishness. And it does so much for us. Thankfulness. When should we be thankful? When? Well, that's a good answer, but let me give you a couple of other thoughts before we get to the whole time. One of those, I think, when we pray. In the book of Philippians, he says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." I heard somebody say one time, you know, if you thanked God before you got it for what you'd been praying for, maybe it would come faster. I don't know the theory behind that, but we ought to be thankful to our God. And we ought to express that in our prayers. You know, sometimes we start a prayer, and I hear a lot of folks say it, and they say, "Thank you for this day." You know, we ought to thank God for the day. Too often we just say words and don't really think about them. But we ought to be thankful for every moment that God gives us. We ought to be thankful for the things that come our direction. We ought to be thankful for what we have to put in our bellies. I think it's a good idea to pray before you eat. It's just, I think, a great practice to do. Romans 14:6 says, "He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks." We ought to be thankful for what God has given us. We ought to let Him know about that when those things arrive at our doorstep. Sometimes we've teased about this. It'd save a lot of time in praying if we just brought the groceries home and prayed right then. We wouldn't have to pray each time. But isn't what God said, "Give us this day our daily bread"? Okay? And it's not to pray for the next week, it's to pray for the next day, and we ought to be thankful for each time we have that meal before us. We ought to thank God for when we pray. We ought to thank God when we eat. The Lord gave us, I think, a great example at His supper. It says He took bread and what? Gave thanks. Took bread and gave thanks and broke and gave it to them. And how we ought to be a people who are thankful for those needs that are brought into our lives. It'd be good for us to stop and inspect all the things that happen in our lives that are just seemingly ordinary, like eating. And stop and consider and thank God for it. A friend of mine one time told me about another friend of his. I knew of him, but I did not know him. It was way back in the days we were in Bible college, and he said, "This guy has gotten saved," and he bows his head and prays. He said, "He prays every time he drinks a cup of coffee." He said, "My goodness, he picks up a cracker and he bows his head and thanks God for it." And I thought, wow, I haven't been doing that. How we ought to be thankful to God for everything in our life. And if we start that practice of gratitude, I'll get the right word here, it would be a tremendous thing in our hearts and our lives. It will change your attitude when you start being thankful. Even for things that are not seemingly good, well, the Bible says that we ought to give thanks to God for all things. All things. Giving thanks unto God for all things, we ought to do that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How we ought to be thankful for whatever comes along our way. We ought to be thankful whether it's good or whether it's bad. Have you ever thanked God for a flat tire? Probably not. But yet God says in all things give thanks. I've seen when calamities were actually that which God was using to guard me from a greater tragedy. And the Lord just, does the Bible not say that He worketh all things together for good? He must mean by that, there are some things that don't seem so good, but He works those together. How God is marvelous about that. Whether it be good, whether it be bad, we ought to be thankful. It'll change our perspective. It'll give us a new attitude. I don't think I can say that too many times. How we need just to be thankful. Thankful with others. Letting other folks know of our thankfulness to God. It becomes a praise to Him. It's just a wondrous thing. I'll give you one of my own. I just found out a little while ago. I'd already bought the tickets going to Seattle. And you all know what I did in making my stupid mistake. But I just found out something. My tickets have been paid for. And I don't have to pay any of it. So I guess I can handle a midnight flight. Amen. And that's a blessing. And listen, God does those things. God brings those things about. How we ought to thank Him for everything. And it ought to be a praise to our brethren. It ought to be even to the lost man. He's not really interested, but become a testimony. As we begin to just thank God for everything, being appreciative for what comes into our life, what a great thing that would be. What ought we be thankful for? What ought we be thankful for? You know what's neat is when we have testimonies and somebody just stands up and say, I thank God I got saved. Very seldom we ever do that. But oh, I thank God for God giving me my salvation. God's great gift to us. We ought to be so thankful we don't have to spend eternity in hell. You know, we're going down the street and we see somebody in a bad situation. And we know that was their sin that brought them upon them. We might see a drunk in the, laying in the gutter someplace. And it's not that we look down upon him, but we can say, thank you, Lord. If it weren't for your grace, that would be me. You've been so wondrous to me. Thank you, Lord, for that salvation. We ought to be thankful for His leadership in our life. The Bible says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How we ought to be thankful for that. You know, the Jews, as God led them out into the wilderness, it was His leadership, was it not? God led them out of Egypt. God led them across the Red Sea. God led them through the wilderness. God took them to Mount Sinai. God took them to Kadesh Barnea. And what did they do most of the way? They griped and murmured and complained. And how much different would have been if they had just stopped and been thankful for what God was doing and how He was delivering and how He was working in their lives. How we ought to be thankful for His leading. We ought to be thankful for God's creation and what He's done out there. Know ye not, it says, the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. Psalm 100 verse 3 says that. And not we ourselves, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. God has made all of these things. I'll be thankful for that. You say, you mean I'm supposed to be thankful for snakes? Oh, I don't like them either. But we ought to be thankful. They do eat bugs and they do eat varmints. And they do have a certain beauty about them. And when God made them, God made them for a great purpose. Some of that purpose has changed because of our sin. But oh, we ought to be thankful for His creation. and all that He does through it. It's marvelous when you stop and think about it. We look at and we complain about the weather. And we complain about the rain. But oh my goodness, thank God when it rains, it brings the refreshing water that we might drink, and it might water the soil that we have. Many in this region are thankful we've not had a great amount of snow. But it poses a real danger in another couple of months if we don't get some moisture. And God just wants us to be thankful. My mother used to try to teach me this. As you go around being upset with this and that and the other thing, then God just makes sure you have those wrong things. But you start getting thankful for what you have, then God will bless you. And how we ought to be thankful for all these created round about us. We ought to be thankful for He allows us to serve Him. Wow. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into the place of service, being thankful for that privilege, that honor to do His work. Do you realize tonight who I am? I'm a child of the King of the universe. I'm an ambassador that God has sent to this world. I am one of His children. And He has put me in a place where I can serve Him. We might look and say, well, it's not as great as somebody else's. No, no, no. God didn't make you to be somebody else. God made you you. And God has a place of service for each and every one of us. Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me for the economy faithful, putting me into the ministry. And you understand, we can say that not only as I can as a pastor, but you can as a Sunday school teacher, you can as a greeter, you can as a pianist, you can as a cleaner, whatever it is that God has you busy doing. And thankful for His allowing us and enabling us to do what it is that is there. Wow. What a great God He is. What are we thanking for? We've mentioned this, but we ought to be thankful for the provisions that He has for us. Not only our food, but our clothing, our housing, and all the things that He has for us. We as Americans, we think in these kinds of terms more. And we look at all the material things, but we ought to be thankful for those. And we ought to be thankful for the great blessings that God brings into us. Listen, you've got a need emotionally. There are folks who are going about with great disillusionment, great, we call it mental illness in our day. I'd probably label most mental illness as soul illness, and just needs to have their heart right with God. But oh my goodness, what God has for us in all of that business. We ought to be thankful for His Word. This wondrous Bible, 1,500 and some years, God used to have it written down on some three different continents and different languages, at least three, and all the men that God used to do that, and the backgrounds that each one of them had. And God brought all that together to have for you and I this wonderful book, the Bible. And then to be thankful that He sends to you and I the Holy Spirit of God to illuminate that Word, to help us to understand it. We ought to be thankful. What are we trying to teach tonight? We ought to thank God. When? All the time. For what? Everything. Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he said this, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Referring, I believe, to none other than Jesus Christ. Thankful for Him. Thankful for what He did upon the cross of Calvary. Should we be thankful? Yeah. What will it do for you? It'll change your outlook. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you walk. It'll change your attitude to other people. When we have that thankfulness, appreciative kind of a spirit. Because an appreciative spirit is really in tune with God. And it's realizing that God is doing things for us. He's working in our behalf. Being thankful. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? If I gave you a piece of paper and said, I want you to write down 25 things you're thankful for, how long would it take you? How long would it take you? Wow. What are we thankful for? Give me one. Your family. What's that? Brought up in a Christian home. What are you thankful for, Allie? Alrighty. Amen. Greg. Jesus loves me. Amen. Doc.
First thing, salvation. So many things. It's like the song, Count Your Blessings. Who can count all the blessings?
One, two, three. 20, yeah. Amen. They're there. Amen. Yes. I got two. Keep going.
I cannot always say that I am thankful for all things because I wasn't thankful when my husband passed. Not at all. But I'm thankful to be with Jesus.
Amen. All righty. But God took you through that. Still is. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Carrie. Oh, did you say your mom? Family. All right. Amen. You're thankful for your mom. All right. I'm thankful for her laugh. The whole world knows when she laughs. And that's okay. Amen. Sandra, you're on the target list. Amen. Amen. You guys are working on something up here. When you gonna do? You're working on a duet. That's not easy to do. Oh. What's that? There's not a deadline. Oh, I was thinking about having you come up and just do a little bit of it tonight. No, we won't do that. Amen. Our newest member. You do. Oh, amen. I do too. We can rejoice together. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many is that for you? Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't have a grandchild. It's a great grandchild. Oh, yeah. There's a difference, I guess. Okay. It means your kids don't do this having baby stuff anymore. So their kids are doing it. Amen. What are you thankful for? The thoughts that God gives. Wow. That's a neat one. Y'all get some neat thoughts throughout the day? Huh? Amen. Amen. What are you laughing at? You just had one? This is kind of a very, you know, it's just kind of informal at the moment, huh? Sarah, what are you thankful for? Okay. Where's he at? Oh. Oh, amen. What are you thankful for, Lindsay?
The school that I go to.
Your school? Amen. Well, we're glad you're here. Amen. Amen. Candace?
Church family.
You kind of like them? Neat folks. All right. Lindsay, are you thankful for your mother-in-law? Okay, I know. Oh, amen. Amen. They had a little accident the other night, and boy, God kept them from really getting, could have been really, really bad. Amen. All righty. Well, we are going to tell Brother Todd about this. He'll make some kind of, that'll be helpful to his mother-in-law repertoire. By the way, you folks who don't know, Brother Todd does a lot of mother-in-law jokes. He loved his mother-in-law immensely. They were very, very close. And one of the things he told her many years ago was, he says to her, you know, you only have one fault. And she says, really, what's that? And he says, you're breathing. And they laughed. And just before she passed away, he was there, and she said to him, I'm about ready to get done with this bad habit of mine. Because they would laugh about that through the years. Oh, amen for close relations, even when you can tease a little bit. Amen. Sterling, you thankful you're going to be a daddy? Even though they will cry. Okay. I was going to say, I can give you a few tips on, just let me talk to you. I'm getting in trouble no matter what I say. We'll just leave it at that. Amen. Oh, hi, Christina. Yes, ma'am. Wow, amen. God can answer, amen, amen. By the way, I appreciate your prayers for my sister-in-law. She's still alive as far as I know, and I haven't got a contact otherwise. Monday night, it was really unusual what took place that night, and very, very point blank and very honest and very open. I was able to talk to her about the Lord in a way I'd never gotten before. And she tried to assure me that she has accepted Christ her Savior. Now, there's a lot of things that caused me to doubt that, but I was thankful to hear what she did tell me. And I thought to myself, because one of the things she asked me that night was, why doesn't God take me? What did I do? And so in the process of it, we got to talk about that. But, anyway, it was just a neat thing. Appreciate your prayers that way. Amen. God's good. Amen. Did somebody not get called on? You have something you're just very thankful for. You want to express it? Yes. There's a little story behind that. I was going to say because he's too stupid. But it isn't at all. Amen. I'm glad the Lord didn't give up on me. Amen. Yeah. A lot of discouraging spots. A lot of good quitting places. Yeah. They're still there, by the way. All those quitting places. Just keep on keeping on. Amen. Yeah, you just do it. I don't know what else I'd do. Don't want to do anything else. Anyways, thank you. Anybody else? Anybody? Amen. Amen. She was a pretender for a long time. And thought you were. God got your heart. Amen. The day that happened, I was so surprised. I was not, wasn't in my mind. Alrighty. Yes. That you're alive. Amen. Me too. When you get in school, you're really alive. She's our wiggler. Right? Somebody's got to do it. All right. You weren't a wiggler. Probably got it from your dad. I've seen one like that all the time. Anybody else? Where are you pointing at? Amen. For God. Is that who you're pointing at? Oh, okay. Didn't see it. Yes. Amen. I walked up to them a while ago. They were giggling about something. They said, we can't have laughter in church. Boy, that'd be the day. You know, we ought to be able to laugh once in a while. As you notice, we just kind of change things. But, boy, it's just so good. How we need to just be thankful. And isn't it amazing what took place now? Earlier, I asked for testimonies. I got a couple. We just got kind of casual and kind of primed the pump a little bit, and you see what came out. We get too withdrawn with what we can contribute to God's people. And let those things be known. Just, you know, don't wait to be called upon, and go for it. No, you're the last one. You better think of something quick. Yes. I didn't hear you, sweetheart. For Jesus. Amen. 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 Yeah. Been patient with you. And everybody else. Praise God for that. Amen. I'll be thankful when he gives you a razor. So. I'm giving you a hard time. What's that? I'll take care of you and Brandon both same time. We'll just. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are thankful tonight for your tremendous goodness. Lord, how you've wanted to just be reminded that we just ought to praise you, ought to thank you. So many things in this world that seem to be evil and cruel and harsh and wrong. And yet, Lord, in the midst of it all, we need to praise you. And we need to be thankful to you that through it all you lead us, you guide us. You protect us, and you use us. Lord, what a blessing it is. I ask now as we go our ways that you'd be glorified by our lives and that our testimony of thankfulness might just render the devil useless. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Listen, you're dismissed tonight.